2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is about 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, October 5th. This is Utah's noon news. I'm Maria Chaleo. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City, such a nice 77 degrees.
Traffic blocked due to a rollover crash at 500 South in downtown. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour is developing news. West Jordan police have arrested a suspect who they believe killed a 17-year-old boy in his home. But they say the suspect wasn't alone when the shooting happened and more arrests are possible. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in West Jordan with details. Paul?
Well, Maria, police say the suspect, 19-year-old Cody Ivory, went with several other people to the home of Jacob Jeremy Hansen, reportedly to buy drugs. KSL.com is reporting there was some sort of fight that happened and Hansen was shot, later to be found in the basement. Hansen was taken to the hospital. However, he died from his injuries. Investigators are not releasing a lot of details about what sparked that confrontation, but Ivory was booked into the Salt Lake County Jail for homicide, felony discharge of a firearm, and obstruction of justice. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Former independent presidential candidate Evan McMullen says he will run for U.S. Senate against incumbent Mike Lee. McMullen says in a press release that he'll run as an independent. He ran as a three-month presidential campaign in 2016 and finished third in Utah. At that time, Mike Lee said he voted for McMullen as a protest vote against Donald Trump. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Lawmakers on a Senate committee are hearing from a former Facebook executive today. Frances Haugen says she has evidence that the company deliberately downplayed the dangers of harmful content in order to make a profit. During questioning earlier today, she explained a finding in one document she submitted that looked at usage rates among younger teens.
Examined the rates of problematic use by age, and that peaked with 14-year-olds. It's just like cigarettes. Teenagers don't have good self-regulation. They say explicitly, I feel bad when I use Instagram, and yet I can't stop.
Haugen also told lawmakers the algorithms Facebook uses promotes divisive content and makes users feel worse. The Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, is also testifying in Congress today about recent high-profile criminal cases handled by the Justice Department. During questioning, she discussed the Gabby Petito case and what struck her the most about the police response to the couple here in Utah.
The importance of the bystander's 911 call, which prompted law enforcement to respond to reports of violence between Ms. Petito and her boyfriend. The second, as we learned from watching the public video footage of interviews conducted by those officers, is the vital importance of having trained law enforcement who understand the dynamics of domestic violence.
Also in the Gabby Petito case, ABC News has a new interview today with Brian Laundrie's sister. We will bring you part of her comments coming up for the in-depth report in 10 minutes. A New York City doorman and three Tennessee men are facing charges related to gun trafficking. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Roberto Carmona used his job as a doorman at a building in Midtown Manhattan to operate what prosecutors called a highly illegal one-man gun show. Inspector Brian Gill said Carmona obtained the guns from contacts in Tennessee who were also charged and then sold them to NYPD undercovers for anywhere from $500 to $3,700 apiece.
He would tell us, I have this many guns available. Are you interested?
80 guns were seized, including assault-style rifles, but police decried what they called the seemingly endless stream of guns flowing into the city. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Other national stories we are following. Pope Francis is expressing pain over the contents of a new report released about the abuse of children within the church in France. ABC's Megan Williams reports from the Vatican.
In response to a report that 330,000 French children were abused within the Catholic Church, two-thirds of them by priests, Pope Francis said his thoughts went first to the victims.
Les violences sexuelles dans l'Église catholique.
The 2,500-page-long report is the result of more than 2 years of pouring through church, court, and police archives by independent experts. One of the 45 recommendations is to further revise the canon law that governs the Catholic Church and better compensate victims. Megan Williams, ABC News, the Vatican.
A Utah Jewish group says protesters used the world's worst hate symbol for their rally against the COVID-19 vaccine. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
It was a black swastika made from the images of needles or syringes, and that was on a white background surrounded by red, looking just like the Nazi flag. The photos are on KSL.com. This protest was on the lawn of the governor's mansion Sunday afternoon. The United Jewish Federation of Utah says using this Nazi symbol is a signifier of the worst hatred, racism, and crimes against humanity that the world has ever known.
The governor was not there at the time. Coming up on KSL, someone in California woke up today $700 million richer. And a look at your new time drive.
We do have a few lanes blocked due to a rollover crash in downtown Salt Lake City at 500 South Guardsman Way. That's about 1500 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
The Utah Jazz want the championship.
Drives with the right hand to the rack and scored it. Oh, Donovan Mitchell, you are marvelous.
Now you can hear every game. Listen live at our website. KSLSports.com and on the app or KSLSports.com.
Head to Logan and choose the right, or maybe go left, at two giant corn mazes and in the Haunted Hollow for the entire month of October. Nourish and strengthen your body with more than 20 delicious stops on our self-guided foodie trek and at dozens of unique restaurants. Bring your friends to lead you, guide you, walk beside you through the Downtown Logan Ghost Tour. Check out the first ever Bridgerland Paranormal Expo October 9th. The weekend of the 15th and 16th, come to the family-friendly, spectacular pumpkin walk you have to see to believe. And the Fall Harvest Festival at the American West Heritage Center. Marvel at the massive 1911 Case steam engine as it powers a vintage grain thresher. See other rare antique tractors. Get lost in the giant corn maze. Pony rides, train rides, cider pressing, games, corn shelling, and all sorts of harvest fun. You'll sing and you'll shout as you fall in love with fall in Logan. ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 1-888. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, West Jordan police say they've made an arrest in connection with the shooting yesterday that killed a 17-year-old boy. They are expressing their condolences to the victim's family. The people who make your favorite breakfast cereal could be walking the picket line today. ABC Sherry Preston reports.
Dan Osborne describes the walkout as one-sided.
It's kind of the David and Goliath fight.
Osborne's president of the Omaha chapter of the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco, and Grain Millers Union in Omaha, where about 500 members are now walking the picket line. He says the main sticking point at Kellogg's is pay.
They will tell you that we are above industry standards in our wages. And they try to shame us with that.
More than 30,000 Kellogg's employees are affected. The company says their current offer is a significant increase in wages, benefits, and retirement. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scammers are stealing people's mail out of street mailboxes. Norwood Police Chief William Brooks says the thieves use bottles covered in glue tied to string to catch envelopes with checks.
And they throw it into the mailbox and they kind of literally fish around. And then they pull out the mail and they look for envelopes that contain checks.
The scammer then bleaches the check and makes it out to another name for a large amount. Officials say the best way to protect yourself is to personally hand your mail to a letter carrier or mail it inside the post office and use a gel or felt tip pen to write out your checks. Somebody got all of the numbers in last night's Powerball drawing, and now they are very wealthy.
Who has a winning ticket? Nobody knows. Somebody bought it at an Albertsons grocery store in Morro Bay near San Luis Obispo. That person is now $700 million richer. The jackpot is the fifth largest in Powerball history, seventh largest jackpot ever in the U.S. The cash option, $496 million.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, that would make your day.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yes,
make
it would.
Tuesday not so bad of a day. Mm-hmm. We are looking at a delay-free drive on your Valley freeways, but we do have a crash. This is in Murray. It's at the on-ramp at 5300 South to go northbound on I-15 over on the right shoulder. We also have the final cleanup of a rollover crash downtown. This is 500 South, about 1600 East, Guardsman's Way. You will see a lane or two blocked, but traffic is getting through the area. Take control of your financial future at the Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 8th, in person and online. Limited seating available. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Clouds already, rain moving in into the afternoon hours, and another warm one with temperatures around 79, but cooling tonight. Tomorrow, more showers moving in, and tomorrow's high 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, the sister of Brian Laundry is speaking out about her family and the search for her brother. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSL News Radio. Radio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Man, I'm telling you, another week, Alex, and another amazing results, okay? I've dropped 104 pounds in 21 weeks on soda weight loss. That's right, folks. It's a very real thing. You will feel great. You'll feel amazing. You can follow this program. You'll have results. That's the thing that's amazing to me is I've had results all the way through this mm-hmm. program. Then you go into a maintenance for life and you're committed. Someone's there to mm-hmm. keep you on track. This is something you can do. You can change your life on soda weight loss.
I'm down 84 pounds in the 21 weeks. And yeah, guys on average lose 4 to 5 pounds a week of fat loss. And that's what it is. I mean, it's just, it feels so much better. And Scott and I are right in there. We both average between 4 and 5 pounds every week of fat loss with soda weight loss. So why don't you try it for yourself? At least go and read the reviews for yourself and see what they do. Go to sodaweightloss.com. It's SOTA, state of the art, whatever it is, it's working for us. Sodaweightloss.com.
Utah, are you getting the most out of your Medicare benefits? Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th, so call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, United Healthcare could get you more for your Medicare dollar when, where, and how you need it. With great benefits like $1,000 for comprehensive dental services, $60 a quarter in credits for OTC, $300 eyewear allowance with free lenses, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Utah. It's time to take advantage of a plan that offers you more care for less. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Call United Healthcare today at 1-844-696-5525. That's 1-844-696-5525. United Healthcare is there to help you get even more from your benefits. That number again is 1-844-696-5525. Benefits, features, or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation.
Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
Are you in Utah?
I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
You need to call Tow Cars in Utah.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard. That's T-O-W-K, like kidney, A-R-S, towcars.org.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Police arrest a 19-year-old for reportedly shooting and killing a teen in West Jordan. Investigators say some sort of fight happened when the suspect went to the victim's home to buy drugs. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, a Senate committee is hearing today from former Facebook executive and whistleblower. Francis Haugen says the algorithm the social media company uses actually promotes divisive content that makes people, especially young people, feel worse. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, and it's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky.
It's in the final cleanup stages, but we had an earlier rollover accident on downtown's east side, not far from the U. This crash is at 500 South, about 1600 East Guardsman Way. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Showers this afternoon up to 79. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The deadline to increase the debt limit now less than 2 weeks away, but a bipartisan solution to avoid the U.S. from defaulting on its loans doesn't seem any closer. Democratic Senator John Tester says he spoke with a few Republican colleagues and say if they continue to stonewall efforts, it will hurt Americans and deepen divides on the Hill.
Let the process go forward. We'll do the votes.
Right.
And raise the debt ceiling. There are a number of choices that are, if they do this, which I really hope they don't. It just makes it harder to work together.
President Biden in Michigan today to promote the two infrastructure bills that are on hold on Capitol Hill. Democrats still negotiating the tab of that reconciliation package. Moderates say they can't support the $3.5 trillion price. Progressives holding out for close to that. In California, that huge oil spill off the coast of Orange County now sparking legal action.
Already, the first federal lawsuit is being filed against the owner of the oil pipeline by a DJ who makes a living working along the now closed beach. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency. Oil covers beaches and wetlands, but the impact to wildlife has so far been less than feared. The area is now surrounded by floating booms to contain the oil. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Facebook practices under scrutiny on Capitol Hill as a whistleblower testifies.
Former Facebook data scientist Francis Haugen told Congress the company knew some teens, especially teen girls, have been harmed by its photo sharing platform Instagram, but ignored it in the name of money.
The company's leadership knows how to make Facebook and Instagram saver, but won't make the necessary changes because they have put their astronomical profits before people.
Haugen accused Facebook of repeatedly misleading the public and the government about its research and its willingness to police content. Facebook has denied Haugen's allegations and said it tries to maintain safety and integrity.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The investigation into the death of Gabby Petito goes on. And this morning, the sister of Brian Laundrie says she still doesn't know where he is. ABC's Victor Oquendo spoke with Cassie Laundrie in an interview and has this report.
I'd turn him in.
Overnight, Cassie Laundrie, attempting to set the record straight, speaking out for the first time since Gabby Petito's body was found and her brother Brian was reported missing. Later named a person of interest in Petito's murder and wanted by the FBI in a fraud investigation.
I really wish he had come to me first that day with the van because I don't think we'd be here. I worry about him. I hope he's okay. And then I'm angry and I don't know what to think. I would tell my brother to just come forward and get us out of this horrible mess.
And now detailing the last time she saw her brother.
The last time I physically saw and the last time I physically spoke to my brother was on the 6th. I've tried to get in touch with him. Phone went to voicemail.
Cassie sharing this photo exclusively with ABC News, showing Brian and his 5-year-old nephew camping at Fort DeSoto Park with their parents 5 days before Gabby was reported missing.
We just went for a couple of hours and we ate dinner and had s'mores around the campfire and left. And there was nothing peculiar about it. There was no feeling of grand goodbye. There was no nothing. I'm frustrated that in hindsight, I didn't pick up on anything. It was just a regular visit.
By the time Gabby was found, 13 days later, Brian had already vanished. The day Cassie learned of his disappearance, she says she immediately told investigators about that camping trip.
It was not hidden from law enforcement. I've been cooperating with the police since day one. I have been in touch with law enforcement.
And now she's calling on her parents to do the same.
Justice for Gabby would look like having someone come forward and tell the truth. I don't know if my parents are involved. I think if they are, then they should come clean.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the latest on your drive. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have a really nice drive in progress. Good speeds on the Valley freeways, despite a couple of accidents. One is the cleanup of a crash in Murray. It's at the bottom of the on-ramp to northbound I-15 at 5300 South. Then in Utah County, we have a crash southbound I-15 at Lehigh Main Street, also on the on-ramp and also on the shoulder. And we still have the final cleanup of an earlier crash at 500 South Guardsman Way. That's about 1600 East. Get to know winter fun more at the Utah Snowmobile Show at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, October 15th and 16th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Showers, thunderstorms, and afternoon temperatures about 79. Tomorrow, rain showers and cooler. High of 71. And we're in for more rain Thursday. High of 72. And yet again, more showers. And Friday, it's cooler then with a high of 66 and even colder for the weekend. High Saturday, only 60 with more rain showers. Sunday, partly cloudy. And it tops out at 62. Stays cool. More showers a possibility on Monday on a high of 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I'll just keep saying to myself, we need the rain. We need the rain. We need the rain. Right now, 77 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Taking a quick check of the markets. Looks like the markets are taking back yesterday's losses. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Do the news headlines or those strangely vacant grocery store shelves give you that quiet sense that it's time to prepare? But some emergency food storage can be so costly, and you wonder, will my family actually eat this? Or will it still taste fresh when we need it? At Wheatland Seed, we provide families real food, properly packaged, so you can use it every day or store it for up to 25 years. Foods that are affordable, nutritious, and taste great, like wheat, rice, oats, sugar, and beans. Come check out the great sale going on now, like premium baking wheat, 25 pounds for just $19. Order online for local pickup or for home delivery at wheatlandseed.com. That's wheatlandseed.com.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Utah.
Are you ready to skate to eliminate cancer with Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton at the Salt Lake City Sports Complex on October 8th and 9th? You can skate in a family-friendly 5K on the ice with Scott Hamilton or purchase tickets to see the Skate to Eliminate Cancer ice show featuring Scott Hamilton. Support cancer research at Huntsman Cancer Institute and the Scott Hamilton Cares Foundation. For tickets, visit fundraise.scottcares.org/Utah.
Take control of your future by continuing your professional development with a Master of Business Administration. The University of Utah David Eccles School of Business has four great MBA options designed to suit all lifestyles. Balance work and life commitments with part-time, online, evening, or weekend formats. Or dive right into a full-time program to find connections to high-impact careers and networks. Your return on education has never been more promising. Take your professional development to the next level at MBAUtah.com. That's MBAUtah.com.
KSL News Time 1224. Google is buying 300 acres in Eagle Mountain with plans for a big new data center. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says the area is already home to a couple of the high-tech operations.
There's a Facebook data center in Eagle Mountain already and a huge NSA data center at Camp Williams. At a news conference yesterday, KSL.com quoted Utah County Commissioner Bill Lee saying Google has promised to spend $1.2 billion on its operations in the next 30 years. City officials say the new data center will bring more business and traffic into the area, which already has some of the busiest retail locations in the state. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Windows 11 officially goes on sale today. The newest version includes a new interface, built-in Teams video chat, and a news feed. Mark Zuckerberg's personal wealth dropped by billions of dollars during yesterday's outage. Shares of the social media company dropped about 5% in just a few hours, meaning the CEO lost about $6 billion, but he still has another $120 billion in personal wealth. KSL Drive's Uber is partnering with an app to teach people to use its apps and services. The Get Setup has older adults teach other older adults to use Zoom, Google, and other tech skills. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 444 points. That's almost a full percent and a half. It sits at 34,449. S&P 500 up by 63. The NASDAQ up by 237 points. Pleasant Grove is hoping people will come together this weekend to celebrate the city's first ever Viking Day. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the story.
It's a celebration Norse god Thor would appreciate. The Pleasant Grove New Viking Day this weekend will celebrate Leif Erikson's setting foot on the continental North America over 1,000 years ago. Members of the city council tell the Daily Herald they wanted the city to honor its Viking heritage since many Scandinavian immigrants settled in the area. So though it's being named a Viking Day, it's really more about those Scandinavian ancestors and not so much about the violent Vikings you might see in a TV series. The event will feature a Viking power challenge with strength competitions, also a beard contest, axe throwing, and traditional wood carving. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Sounds fun. Join Doug Wright in the movie show at Noble House Furniture and Design Friday, 9 to noon, as they celebrate their fall sale. The biggest sale of the year, up to 40% off all furniture.
There's a reason you hear triple team traffic every 10 minutes on the 9.
Crash on the left shoulder.
Rollover crash.
Still had a crash in Salt Lake City.
Heavy delays due to a crash. Traffic is being diverted.
When traffic stops, it happens fast.
And you need to find out fast.
Stay ahead of the curve.
Listen every 10 minutes on the 9s, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio.
The game of football is about pain. Ever since I was 5 years old, it's been all about football. It's been about running, jumping, blocking, tackling. I stopped playing at 31.
You're listening to Michael Robinson, retired pro fullback.
I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I'm at Good Feet. I'm so glad that those arch supports are in my shoes. I have terrible foot issues that prevented me from really having a normal life with my kids. With the Good Feet arch supports, man, I'm always ready. My kids actually got to enjoy me in the yard more, racing each other, backpedaling, teaching them some things, being a dad. If I had known about the Good Feet arch support earlier, I would have more than one championship. I would have two championship rings.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
the Good Feet Store. The life you love starts here. KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delay-free on the Valley freeways, but we still have a lane or two blocked from this earlier crash. 500 South, about 1600 East Guardsman Way. Flying vampires? Yes. Dracula the Ballet arrives October 22nd. Tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the weather about to change. Let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Well, we're going to start to see more clouds throughout the day and temperatures in the afternoon. Top out around 80 degrees, but we've got showers, thunderstorms moving through into the afternoon. We'll see some of the evening as well. More showers possible tomorrow, too, with a high of 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And it's 1230 at KSL News Radio, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour. Utah's committee working on another Winter Olympics says things are moving forward right now in a good way. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
The Salt Lake City, Utah Committee for the Games met again this morning after a few months apart. They'd like to get the Winter Games in 2030 or 2034. President and CEO Fraser Bullock says we have the venues, a new airport, enough hotel rooms and other benefits. Then there's strong community and political support here.
Everybody loves the games, wants to bring them back, and having unified support is another distinctive element to our bid preparation.
And he'll travel to Europe in November to keep pitching Utah's bid. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Utah National Guardsman who died in a training exercise will be laid to rest today. 29-year-old Sergeant Paul Olmsted died last month in Kentucky. Officials say he went underwater during a surface swim but never came up. Olmsted joined the Utah National Guard in 2016. He leaves behind his wife and two children. The funeral will take place in his hometown of Spring City in San Pete County, and he will be laid to rest at the Spring City Cemetery. KSL's top national stories this hour. The Department of Justice is reviewing the decision not to charge agents involved in investigating Larry Nassar. ABC's Catherine Falders has the latest.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said in a Senate hearing that the Justice Department is conducting a new review into its decision to not bring charges against agents who failed to investigate allegations of sex abuse by former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar.
The recently confirmed Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division is currently reviewing this matter, including new information that has come to light.
Monaco's announcement followed widespread condemnation from lawmakers during a blockbuster hearing last month with gymnasts who detailed their horrific experiences of sexual assault in a damning Inspector General report that found abuses and mishandling by agents who had first received the athlete's allegations. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
Brian Laundrie's sister says she has no idea where he is. Cassie Laundrie urging him to turn himself in.
Just come forward and speak. Stop doing this to us.
Laundrie's parents told investigators that the last time that they saw Brian, he told them he was going for a hike in a nature preserve. The giant oil spill off the southern California coast is already the subject of new court filings. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
Already, the first federal lawsuit is being filed against the owner of the oil pipeline by a DJ who makes a living working along the now-closed beach. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency. Oil covers beaches and wetlands, but the impact to wildlife has so far been less than feared. Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foley.
That it doesn't seem like we're seeing as much encroachment into the shoreline as we had been seeing.
The area is now surrounded by floating booms to contain the oil. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A federal judge in New York has declined to impose a temporary restraining order on the city's public school vaccine mandate. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the latest.
The judge said 10 educators made an inadequate showing, but she conceded the religious exemption to the city's public school vaccine mandate may raise serious questions. The educators said the exemption does not account for religious beliefs outside the mainstream. Their attorney said you cannot say that only religious beliefs that the Pope sanctions are sincerely held. The city said the policy is lawful. The plaintiffs can try again next week to block it, but to do so now, the judge said, could be an enormous disruption for school for thousands of students. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
It's now official. Johnson & Johnson is asking U.S. regulators to allow booster shots of its COVID-19 vaccine. The company filed data with the Food and Drug Administration on giving a booster dose between 2 to 6 months after the vaccination. U.S. government last month authorized booster doses of Pfizer's vaccine in vulnerable groups. A panel of FDA advisors meets next week to consider boosters for both J&J and the Moderna vaccines. Coming up on KSL, a former Facebook executive testified in Congress today about the social media platform, but what was learned? Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson will break down the big takeaways. That's coming up next. And look at your noontime drive.
Cleanup continues on a crash at 500 South Guardsman Way. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1234.
Your daytime companions.
This $3.5 trillion budget blueprint.
And we're going to spend it in one fell swoop.
It's already unraveling. This is a Democrat on Democrat issue.
KSL has news all morning.
And the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa.
Play KSL News Radio.
Life has taught you many lessons. Like not to put off the important stuff, spending quality time with your family, asking your uncle to share stories from the old days, telling your spouse that you love them. Cigna wants you to know the same goes for your annual checkup. Yearly preventative care and screenings can help detect health issues before they become bigger and more difficult to treat. With doctor's offices keeping things safe, it's a great time to call and make that appointment. It's also a great time to stay connected with those important people in your life. But if you're having trouble getting back out there or not feeling like yourself, that's something you can talk to your doctor about. Hug your family today and schedule your annual checkup today, because life has taught you well.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
If you've been meaning to get your house painted all summer and think you've missed your chance, relax. You're just in time to go with the pros at CertaPro Painters. Your local CertaPro Painters are ready to give your home a refreshing color change inside or out. They'll handle every detail from start to finish, worry-free. Because CertaPro Painters is a local service you can rely on. You can renew and refresh your walls and your spirit, knowing you're getting the service and expertise you deserve. Your home will be prepped, primed, and painted long before the holidays and your Aunt Mary arrives. To marvel at your home's fresh new look, you'll be the pride of the neighborhood. It's not too late to get on the schedule with a free estimate from your local CertaPro Painters and get your painting project started today at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 1237. Lawmakers on a Senate Commerce Subcommittee just wrapped up their hearing today with former Facebook executive Frances Haugen. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson joins me now to break down her testimony. And what did we learn, Boyd?
Well, I think we learned a lot of what many have suspected for a long time, and that is that Facebook has been a profit-driven entity, that they have known that much of their platform gets used in ways that are not helpful, especially to young girls and actually to everyone, and that those decisions of profits over people have really been driving it. It's been interesting. This is one of those rare hearings where if you closed your eyes, you may not know whether it was a Democrat or a Republican asking the questions of the witness, because everyone is galvanized around this is doing harm, this is inflicting pain. Now, getting to the solutions of how we do that, that's where it will get very, very
tricky.
Interesting in the days ahead.
Sticky.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
I think beyond sticky.
Beyond sticky.
And that's also something important for us to watch, and that is if this stickiness in terms of the solution becomes a partisan issue where it's Democrats against Republicans in terms of what the proper role of government should be in this, that is actually to Facebook's benefit. Because then they will say, oh, well, see, it's just a partisan battle. That has nothing to do with us. And they'll kind of go under the radar and keep doing business as usual. So this is one of those where it's not just nice that we could have some bipartisan support. This is absolutely essential. if we're going to go beyond just the headline components of what's bad and what's wrong and how decisions are made and how data is used, but actually get to, one, let's make sure we do no harm. Two, we need to make sure we're all engaged enough so we know what's going on. And three, we also have to make sure that we don't absolve ourselves of our individual responsibilities in all of this. We talk a lot about the malice and the misinformation on these social media platforms. And the malice part starts with us. And often when we get that contempt and anger and hate, we're much more likely to consume misinformation and spread misinformation. So there is a personal component to this as well.
So what will be tricky, though, is having some sort of regulation without going over the line and really impacting First Amendment rights.
Yeah, the First Amendment is going to be front and center on a lot of this. In fact, it was interesting, even in the testimony today, I was a little surprised that the witness was so prescriptive in terms of what she thought needed to happen.
Oh.
And she was basically saying that we need a group of smart people. We need some academics, we need some experts, and some government people to come together and do all of this, which, what could possibly go wrong? That's where it will get very, very sticky in the days ahead.
The other interesting thing about this is, what does she have to gain? Like, is this really her coming forward with an open heart and really for good purposes, or does she have some other agenda?
Yeah, and that, you know, she was an incredibly credible witness today. She was very impressive.
She speaks very well.
She speaks very well, had all the data, knew what she was talking about and why. The thing that I hope comes out of the hearing today is that it begins a crucial conversation. It's not the end of the conversation. It's not here's the solution and, oh, we need to break up Facebook or we need to regulate speech. That's jumping like 27 steps too far. We need to start to have this conversation, and we need to have it. The transparency, I think, is probably the most important thing that she brought to the table is, look, a lot of this is happening in back rooms and small rooms and with investors and people within the organization trying to maximize profit. And so we have to have a different kind of conversation, and we need to make sure that our senators and members of Congress don't do the same thing and go behind closed doors and craft a solution and come out and say, here it is, because that lacks transparency as well.
No doubt about it. All right. Boyd Matheson, thanks, Inside Maria. Source, is coming your way today from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, trouble spots?
Only one remaining, and this is a crash westbound on I-80. It's about 1 to 2 miles prior to the 202 junction, but traffic cameras are showing that this accident is out of traffic on the right shoulder. So we're not seeing any delays. And that's the good news. We're not seeing any delays on all of your Salt Lake County freeways. I-15, both directions, moving along just fine between Ogden and Provo. Experience authentic Indian food at Little India in American Fork during the pre-grand opening. Enjoy fine dining and an expansive menu. Event catering also available. That's Little India, Little India. UT.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Kind of more rain showers and storms move in for the afternoon hours. Temperatures going to still be warm, though, 79. Tomorrow, more rain and cooler with a high of 71. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Hi, Doug Wright here. Two of the best-known travel companies in Utah, Morris Murdoch and Columbus Travel, have merged, and they're celebrating with some wonderful travel opportunities. Morris Columbus has invited my wife, Dee, and me to host a Windmills and Tulips River Cruise next April during the height of the tulip season. We'll depart from Amsterdam and cruise through the Netherlands and Belgium, seeing endless tulip fields in full bloom. Make the most of your European experience by arriving early into Amsterdam for a Canal City tour and a visit to the Anne Frank House. Book now and receive up to a $500 discount. Plus, you'll receive free gratuities and a free shore excursion in every port. Call Morris Columbus today to join me for this vacation of a lifetime. Or book online at morrismurdoch.com/KSL. But hurry, this cruise will sell out and the best staterooms will go quickly.
Come on and get away, Morris Columbus.
How are your Bitcoin trades going?
Oh, I love it. I opened a crypto retirement account through Alto.
A retirement account? Wait, what? But you can still buy and sell as often as you'd like?
Yeah, exactly. With an Alto crypto IRA, I get integration with Coinbase, and it has the same tax advantages of other retirement accounts.
Which cryptocurrencies can you buy?
Oh, that's the fun part. There are over 80 coins to choose from. Plus, Alto crypto IRA is integrated with Coinbase, which means the trades, keys, coin storage, all are safe and held at Coinbase.
Do you need to have a lot of money?
No. You can open an account for as little as 10 bucks, or just roll over some of your existing IRA. It takes minutes to sign up online.
Sounds like a great way to diversify my retirement portfolio.
Exactly.
I love trading crypto, and doing it while deferring taxes like other IRA investments makes incredible sense.
And dollars.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's altoira.com/talk. Invest in crypto IRA today. altoira.com/talk.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Charles is dying from COVID-19, not because he has the disease, but because he has to travel 95 miles in an ambulance to the nearest open ICU bed. Yes, his local ICU was just minutes away, but it's full of COVID patients, nearly all of whom haven't been vaccinated. So, if you think you're not hurting anyone by skipping the vaccine, think again. Please, get vaccinated. Find a location at coronavirus.utah.gov.
KSL News Time 1245, the three things you need to know this hour first.
New energy for the Salt Lake City, Utah Committee for the Games as they work to bring the Winter Olympics back to Utah in either 2030 or 2034. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, West Jordan police say they've made an arrest in connection to a shooting yesterday that killed a 17-year-old boy, but there could be more arrests to come. They're also expressing their condolences to the victim's family as they continue their investigation. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home.
Emergency crews are responding to a crash with possible injuries. 2100 South at 900 West. We also have the accident in the cleanup stages. This is westbound on I-80 prior to the 202 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Afternoon showers, 79. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Still no consensus or vote on whether Congress will approve raising the debt limit. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell moments ago says Republicans won't help and Democrats don't need them to vote yes.
I said in July. I said in August. I said in September. There's a clear path to achieve raising the debt ceiling, which must happen. America must not ever default.
White House Deputy Press Secretary telling reporters on Air Force One that efforts to block a bipartisan vote and allow Democrats to pass it by a simple majority are reckless by the Republicans. Johnson & Johnson says it's given its data to the FDA asking for emergency authorization of its J&J COVID booster shot. The CDC says COVID cases nationwide are declining, including hospitalizations for children. At the same time, kids and adolescents now making up a quarter of all new COVID cases. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The new research out of Utah State University is shedding new light on the gender wage gap in Utah. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is the director of the Utah Women and Leadership Project, who worked on this research, Dr. Susan Madsen. And Dr. Madsen, hopefully some good news in this gap. What did your research find?
Well, nationally, what we did was gather all the data that we could from all the different sources. And nationally, the good news is that it has narrowed somewhat from about 20 cents or about 80 cents women to the dollar that men make. And it has narrowed to about 16 to 18 cents on the dollar. However, not great news for Utah. What we have continued to find is that since our last report in 2017, we haven't seen any increases. We're still one of the worst states in the nation at about 70 cents per dollar.
Susan, why do you think that there's such a big difference?
Well, there's a lot of lot of reasons for that. We do have generally, you know, having larger families and having more women take career breaks. And, of course, a couple of years ago, we were listed in one of the rankings as the second most sexist state in the nation. And just the difference in gender roles and so forth really feeds. And there's research to say more religious societies actually have wider gaps. So all those things, actually, I have to say, Maria, that the wage gap is super complex. And oftentimes people blame the women, like the woman needs to get better or do different things. But we do know that we're socialized in certain ways, and some of those things really disadvantage us. We are one of the few states that hasn't done a lot of legislation around it as well. And that is one of the reasons I think it continues.
So what can be done then to narrow this gap?
I think, like I just said, I think in terms of we've got reports on some very specific things that legislators can do. I think until there's some at least minimal legislation, we're not going to see changes as a whole. We need to continue the bias, unconscious bias training, and we just need to talk about these issues more. And I truly believe that if companies, more companies, leaders really decide to do something within their own organizations and talk about it and teach others, that will help too. What we don't want is this. We don't want to continue to get, as we did a month ago, the worst state in the nation for women's equality. That's not good for families. That's not good for Utah in general. That's not good for any of us.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for your time. Wish we had some more time to spend with you.
Thank you.
And that is Dr. Susan Madsen. She is the director of the Utah Women and Leadership Project, who worked on this research about the Utah's gender wage gap. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.